There are some alarming new trends in this pandemic in the U.S. The contagious Delta variant is now dominant. Cases have surged, all at a time when the pace of vaccinations has been stalling. Today, President Biden is giving an important address about how his administration plans to turn that all around, starting with new vaccine and testing requirements for federal workers. NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith joins us now with more details. Hey, Tam.
Hi.
Hi. So, okay, President Biden has been urging people for months to get vaccinated. The administration has made vaccines pretty easy to get, and still there has been resistance. So what options does Biden have at this point?
Yeah, as you say, for months now, the message has been that people just need to tune out the misinformation and talk to their doctors or trusted people in their communities. But that is a slow process, and plenty of people don't even have regular doctors. Mm-hmm. And then they moved on to the incentives, like free beer and lotteries.
Right.
And those all hit a limit, too. So now President Biden is moving from carrots into the realm of sticks, though the White House is quick to say that this isn't a mandate. He's going to announce that civilian federal employees and contractors will need to self-attest that they are vaccinated. And if they are not, they will need to wear masks at all times, no matter how much COVID is in their region, and get tested for COVID once or twice a week. They also won't be allowed to travel. All told, including contractors, this will apply to 4 million people who work for the federal government. It's not clear what share of this workforce is vaccinated already or how big a difference this will make. And even though they're not calling it a mandate, there will be a lot of political pushback to this new policy because it will make life difficult for people who have chosen not to get the vaccines.
Right. And that's the idea. Okay. So right. Will this apply to the military?
Well, we're told that the president will say that he is directing the Department of Defense to look at how and when to do this for people who serve. At some point, COVID-19 vaccines will be added to the list of mandatory vaccinations for members of the military, since they serve in places where disease is prevalent and vaccinations are scarce among the populations.
Absolutely. So, Tam, how does this new policy fit into the White House's larger strategy as we approach the fall?
Yeah, this is a time when many white-collar employers are planning a return to offices and schools are preparing to reopen. And the White House sees this as another inflection point in the pandemic. Some large employers have already announced similar vaccine mandates or verification requirements. And part of the administration's hope is that if the federal government does this, other businesses will jump on board as well. There are some other new measures the president is announcing. He will call on state and local governments to offer $100 to people who get the shot.
Another
carrot. And the government will also try to prioritize vaccines for kids ages 12 and up before school starts by encouraging pop-up clinics at schools. Fewer than 40% of adolescents 12 to 15 have gotten their first dose, even though the vaccines have been available to them for some time. And having as many people as vaccinated as possible as school starts is going to be important to avoiding outbreaks that shut classrooms down.
Okay, so all kinds of carrots and sticks right now.
Yep.
How important would you say it is, politically speaking, for the president to get this message right today?
This is a critical moment. There has been a lot of confusion lately about the shifting guidance, especially on masks. People are exhausted from the pandemic, and a surge of cases is dispiriting. Just when life and business was starting to come back, this surge in cases and the new mask guidance from the CDC feels like a backslide, as former Obama advisor David Axelrod told me. It's not clear whether this will be a political problem for President Biden, but the midterms are closer than they seem.
That is NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith. Thank you, Tam.
You're welcome.